Unit 1. Strange and Unusual.
Reading 2. Bigfoot. Native American and Canadian Indian tribes have passed down stories going back thousands of years about giant ape men living in the forests of the western United States and Canada. They called these creatures Sasquatch, Yeren, or Mountain Devils. Regardless of the name, the descriptions of these animals are usually the same. The Bigfoot is usually described as being very tall, well over 2 meters. It is covered in thick, dark hair, and usually gives off a bad odor. The Bigfoot's body is usually very muscular and ape-like, yet it walks upright and has a face more similar to that of humans than of apes. For the most part, these creatures appear not to be violent or aggressive. Bigfoot sightings are usually of lone or single creatures, but there have been reports of people seeing groups or families of Bigfoot. People in other countries also tell stories of similar ape men. In the Himalayas, a mountain range in Nepal, people call these creatures Yeti, or abominable snowmen. The Africans call them Ngloko, and the Chinese tell stories of the Jinsung, or bear men. Those sightings have been reported for centuries. Is there any scientific evidence for the existence of these creatures? Some say yes, others say no. Dr. Grover Krantz, a physical anthropologist at the University of Oregon, believes that Bigfoot may be a type of creature known as a Gigantopithecus. A Gigantopithecus is an animal that lived in Asia over 300,000 years ago and looked like a mix between an ape and a very large man. Dr. Krantz believes that these animals, which lived long before humans, may have migrated from Asia and decided to settle in the heavily wooded area of the Pacific Northwest, where food was plentiful. Is it possible that creatures like these could have survived for so many years unknown to humans? Cryptozoologists compare the case of Bigfoot to that of coelacanth. The coelacanth is a type of fish that was believed to have gone extinct over 70 million years ago, but this fish has been discovered to be still living off the coast of South Africa. Cryptozoologists believe that the animals that we now call Bigfoot have been able to survive by living in an area that people, until recently, have seldom gone. There are, however, some questions that science has been unable to answer. For example, why have no dead Bigfoot bodies ever been discovered? And where is the physical proof of their existence? Bigfoot researchers point out that it is unusual to find the dead remains of any animal in the forest. Most of the time, they say, other animals eat the remains soon after death. This may be the case for Bigfoot, too. Many skeptics, people who do not believe in Bigfoot, say that the video and photographs of Bigfoot are really pictures of people wearing an ape costume. They also believe that the Bigfoot footprints are really the footprints of a bear, or footprints made by tricksters trying to fool scientists. It is possible that we may never know the truth about these animals. If they have avoided being seen for the last several thousand years, then maybe they will stay hidden for another several thousand. Or it may be that as humans go deeper and deeper into the forests of Northwest America and Canada, we may finally come face to face with the elusive Bigfoot. Supplemental reading. The death of Bigfoot? Is Bigfoot dead? The answer is yes, according to the family of Ray L. Wallace, who died November 26, 2002 in Seattle, Washington. After the death of his father, Michael Wallace told a story that surprised many people who had been trying to solve the Bigfoot mystery. He claimed that his father thought of the idea of a Bigfoot creature. Though he did not make the name Bigfoot, he developed it as a practical joke to make money. According to Michael, Ray Wallace asked a friend to make a pair of 16-inch, 40-centimeter footprints out of wood. He then used these footprints for making fake Bigfoot tracks around the woods near his house. Mr. Wallace would use these footprints to support stories about Bigfoot that he would tell to local newspapers. Some of these stories were quite strange. He once told a newspaper reporter, "Big-footed creatures are people. They speak a language." Mr. Wallace then used these stories to make money. He made tape recordings of strange sounds that he said were Bigfoot conversations, and sold the tapes to tourists along with Bigfoot photos, posters, and pieces of animal hair that he said came from Bigfoot. Though his family claims that Bigfoot died with Ray Wallace, others are not so sure. Scientist Jeff Meldrum, a professor at Idaho State University, does not believe that Bigfoot was imaginary. Professor Meldrum claims to have copies of over 40 footprints that he says belong to a very large, unknown creature, which he believes is Bigfoot.